Time now for your comments. And today they're about your comments.
We usually don't do this, read letters and reaction to letters, but our inbox is metaphorically soaked.
Inundated, you could say, by a second wave of emails about our coverage earlier this week of, you guessed it, Bristol Palin's survival on the ABC show Dancing with the Stars. So many more letters, we just can't ignore them. So, here we go.
Now, yesterday we read some of your comments about Robert's interview with veteran dance instructor Pierre Dulane. Dulane pretty much summed up Palin's performance as lackluster and said this about her advancing to the next round.
Unbelievable.
Well, many of you said we had wasted your time covering pop culture. One of you reported horror at hearing the interview. The tisk-tisking was thick. The finger wagging was heavy.
But these comments precipitated another flood of email in defense of our coverage. We were thanked for the Dancing with the Stars analysis by those of you who love the show and those of you who are just too busy to keep up with pop culture.
And among those who could not believe the beating we took for covering Dancing with the Stars was Tori Dunbar of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. She writes this. It does not pain me to the point of fury to merely hear about a topic. The show, after all, is called All Things Considered, not All Things Dry, Deadly Serious, and Austere.
Gerald Bigelow of Frederick, Maryland writes that he cannot stand it when we're chided for living up to our program's name. Bigelow says it happened in the past with the death of Dio, and on, to my dismay, whenever the cheese isn't stinky enough for your more oat audience. Let me remind these folks, he continues, it's called All Things Considered. I don't tune in every day to All Things except the Lowest of Brow Considered, or Mr. Fancy Pants Pomp and Fluffery Extravaganza.
And Mr. Bigelow's just getting started. He writes, everyone who believes themselves to be too good for an update on Britney Spears' rehab passport should probably just cool off a bit, because you know, as well as I do, that right afterwards, we're usually going to hear something quite sobering. You are lucky to have ATC and its weighty and whimsical mix of journalism be at peace in its sincerity and occasionally its stupidity.
Well, there you have it. You can voice your opinion about either our sincerity or our stupidity at npr.org. Just click Contact Us at the bottom of the page.